This is an RNIB talking book.
M is for Malice by Sue Grafton.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
This book contains language which might be considered offensive.
For my good friends Barbara Brightman Jones and Joe Jones and Joanna Barnes and Jack Warner. M is for Malice by Sue Grafton. Chapter 1. Robert Dietz came back into my life on Wednesday, January 8th. I remember the date because it was Elvis Presley's birthday, and one of the local radio stations had announced it would spend the next 24 hours playing every song he'd ever sung. At 6 a.m., my clock radio blared on, playing Heartbreak Hotel at top volume. I smacked the off button with the flat of my hand and rolled out of bed as usual. I pulled on my sweats in preparation for my morning run. I brushed my teeth, splashed water on my face, and trotted down the spiral stairs. I locked my front door behind me, moved out to the street where I did an obligatory stretch, leaning against the gatepost in front of my apartment. The day was destined to be a strange one, involving as it did a dreaded lunch date with Tasha Howard, one of my recently discovered first cousins. Running was the only way I could think of to quell my uneasiness. I headed for the bike path that parallels the beach. Ah, January. The holidays had left me feeling restless, and the advent of the new year generated one of those lengthy internal discussions about the meaning of life. I usually don't pay much attention.